This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. I'm Chris Switz with Morning Devotions. If you were with me yesterday morning, I introduced the topic of rebuilding your life. And I said, it's okay to tell God how you feel, even if you're angry or you feel grief-stricken, because it says in Psalm 62, verse 8, pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Now, part of this is bitterness, I think. Bitterness is far worse than any loss or abuse or assault or problem that you'll ever have. And why do I say that? Because bitterness is holding on to the hurt. The past is the past. It can't hurt you anymore. And the only way it can hurt you is if you choose to hold on to it through bitterness. And that's really a silly thing to do. You need to let go of the bitterness. Bitterness hurts you. It never solves the problem, doesn't change the past. All it does is mess up your life right now. So ask yourself, do I want to get better or do I want to remain bitter? These are the options. You cannot be bitter and get better at the same time. So if you choose to hold on to that hurt, you will not forgive someone. You won't let it go. You're choosing not to get better, and you certainly won't rebuild your life that way. Hebrews 12:15 from the New Testament says, see to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up causing trouble. So bitterness can just prolong the hurt. Speak to God. Ask him to replace the feelings with his love. So how can I resist this? I think one of the things to say is to accept what cannot be changed. Now, the truth is that much of life is beyond our own control, and sometimes the only way to overcome the problem is to accept it. They're not going to change. You can't accept them. Well, the past is the past. You can't change that either. You're going to have to accept it. So after a loss, you need, I think, to find something to be grateful for. And you know there's always something in life to be grateful for because we take so much for granted. I've read of people who said that the attitude of gratitude is one of the healthiest emotions you can have. So that means the more grateful and thankful you are, the more emotionally and physically healthy you'll become. So it's a good thing to be grateful. Now, you might think this morning, well, that's okay for you. If you think your problems are bad, but actually, are you worried about what you're going to eat next week? Or have you got a roof over your head tonight? Many of the world would like those problems. It's like the old cliche, you know, I complained I had no shoes until I met a man who had no legs. We need to be something, find something to be grateful for, and that's what we should focus on. Have you heard the phrase, play it down and pray it up? Parents don't need to say to their kids, well, what you've done is terrible, we've lost everything, particularly children going through crisis. The best thing to say is, we're going to make it, hang in there, God is there, we're going to make it. So play it down, pray it up. If things go wrong, talk to God about it. Another excellent thing, I think, is to reevaluate your life. And here's a good question to ask. What direction does God want me to take today? Disasters have a way of changing the direction of our life. It's in a disaster, I think, that we realize what matters most and what doesn't matter most. And if you measure your life by how many things you've got and your happiness is dependent on the things that you own, perhaps the cars and the toys and the boats, then I think you're in for a bit of trouble because you could lose it, all in 1 second. So don't confuse your possessions with a purpose in life. Now, the Bible says in Luke 12:15, don't be greedy. Owning a lot of things won't make your life safe. And that's true. A lot of people have a lot to live on, but they've got nothing to live for. 1 Timothy 6:7 in the New Testament says, we didn't bring anything with us when we came into the world, and we certainly cannot carry anything with us when we die. You remember the movie Braveheart? What was said there? You can take our lives, but you can never take our freedom. Well, not even death can take away the freedom that we have when we belong to Jesus Christ, because it says in Matthew chapter 16, what will you gain if you own the whole world but destroy yourself? What would you give to get back your soul? Well, it's all about knowing what's important. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you that you give us hope and you are the source of all things. And Lord, you hold everything together. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.